very much. We'll move on to item number 19.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting the recommended 5-year capital improvements program plan to the Capital Improvements Committee. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. You're on, Director Colon.
Okay, thank you. So you have before you, Madam Chair, Supervisors, the outstanding capital needs for the Department of Health and Human Services, which includes BHD. The plan is just intended to inform policymakers regarding the overall capital investments, assuming that no changes occur in our operations. So in light of our downsizing efforts at BHD, also along with the CBRE facility study, which we have not read yet, some of the projects within this plan may require some reassessment. There are many projects within the plan, and so if you have any specific questions about them, we have staff here that can respond to those questions.
Okay. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question about the state staff that are housed at the Marcia Cox building. Do their positions kind of correlate with the activities that go on in that building, like the departments and what they do?
Those are, Madam Chair, Supervisor, those are separate programs outside of what we do at the Health and Human Services, and those are state-run programs, and they do occupy about two-thirds of the Cox building. And there's been rumors that, you know, they have plans to leave. I think they've been we tried to negotiate a longer-term contract with them for 3 years, and we try to negotiate on, you know, being able to provide them with more space and doing some reconfiguration of cubes, but they were unwilling to do that, so which really leads us to believe they have some other plans that they're not interested in really staying there long term. So it's a concern that we have that we're just monitoring closely, but at this point we were just able to extend a 1-year contract with them.
And further, does this connect with the state building that will be on 27th in Wisconsin? Are those employees connected to the Department of Children and Families?
So, Madam Chair, Supervisor, I believe you're 27th in Wisconsin. I don't know if state employees are there. Those are county employees.
County employees.
And we have our housing division that's stationed there, and I know audit is there. And I don't think there's any state employees in that building.
I'm referring to the state building that will be built on 27th in Wisconsin. If you probably might not.
Yep.
Be aware. So I have to direct those questions to the state.
Right.
But what I'm trying to get at is if the employees that are at the state are in the Marcia Cox building, and it's possible that they will be moving once this state building is built on 27th in Wisconsin, we should have a conversation.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think it warrants a conversation, and it was mentioned in the CBRE study regarding, you know, the long-term aspects of the Cox building, so that's something that we'll be discussing.
Okay. To put it just in a little bit of context, the Marcia Cox building used to be obviously run by the county, was full of county employees. We ran the income maintenance program, which was food stamps and medical.
Yeah.
The state came in 2010, and I have my own opinions, but, you know, they said that it was a program issue. I think they wanted to make some money. They took over that program, and then, unfortunately, the way that it got set up, and again, was not my preference, was that our employees were under contract with the state, and so the state was paying us, and we were paying our employees. Then what happened last year, which you guys are familiar with, is that then the state came in and said, you know what, no, we're going to hire our own employees. And so some of the county employees, former county employees, were hired by the state. Mm-hmm. Others of them were let go, and then the state hired their own people. So What happened was when the state came in and said, we're going to take over income maintenance, supervisor, former supervisor Cogs and I went to them and said, would you please, you know, stay in our building? You still have our employees. You know, we don't have to rebuild infrastructure. The other thing is it's a convenience thing. Everybody in Milwaukee knows where the welfare building is. They know that it's on Belit. Yep. And so it would have just caused a lot of confusion. So the state did look around for a little while to try to find another building, but really with our urging, they stayed in the Cox building. And so where they're going to go from here now, I don't know. So that's kind of the reason why we have a county building that has state employees in it and has state programs in it, because we then said to them, well, let's lease this out for you. The other thing is if they would have up and left and pulled the programming out on us, but we would have lost, what, $2 million that year? Or it was a very significant amount of money that we would have had to eat. So we were very grateful that the state decided to stay and again, stay in the building. But, yeah, there have been issues ever since then. So I think maybe Director Colon's like, yeah, you can go. I don't want to speak for him. But it's been contentious ever since I think they've been in the building. And they really, like I said, they really didn't want to stay. They wanted to go down to Martin Luther King Drive. Alderwoman Cox had a public meeting there, and it was very apparent that they did not want them in that neighborhood and in that area. And so then the Alderwoman said, sorry, we're going to pull your support for you being here. And then they decided at that point it was probably better for them to stay in the Cox building. So that's the long and the short of it. Right, Ms. Lighte? Ms. Lighte was at that meeting.
And one quick follow-up would be the prioritizing your items in the in your capital request to the committee that will forward. Are they in prioritized order?
They are in order, but again, this is just a very preliminary look, and just really outlines our current needs. So from that perspective, they're in priority. But in light of the CBRE study and in light of our downsizing over the next couple of months, we want to have further discussions on this.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Any other questions from Mr. Colon about his capital improvement projects? Supervisor Mayo?
Madam Chair, I would like to refer this item to the Capital Improvement Committee.
Okay. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. All right, item number 20. We'll end with a bang here.
All right,
Madam Clerk.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting a 2012 year-end review report. Informational only unless otherwise directed.